Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And thy wrath is come in the time of the dead that they should be judged. He's looking out there, the time that they should be judged, that they should give rewards unto thy servants and of the prophets and to thy saints. We're getting rewards one day. Amen. I mean, there's so much here. And to them that fear thy name, small and great, and thou should destroy them which destroy the earth, the time is come. Finishing of this, what the angel is saying in the 24 elders always, the anger that we escape. Notice, first of all, the anger at God. The nations were angry. Who were they angry at? At God. And then I want you to notice the wrath of God. There's the anger at God and then the wrath of God. And then the awards that he gives is in that in verse number 18. But the rest of the time I want to spend verse number 19. The temple of God was opened in heaven. And there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament. And there were lightnings and voices and thunderings and earthquake and hell. Well, before we began to study this morning, I mentioned about a temple on earth. And now we see a temple opening in heaven. And we see, well, here's my outline for this chapter. The announcement we hear, the adoration he deserves, the anger we escape, the awards that he gives, and the ark that we see. The ark that we see, and I believe it's a literal Ark of the Covenant. There's been a lot of interest over the past few decades, especially about the Ark of the Covenant. Matter of fact, Indiana Jones went looking for that. You ever heard that movie, Raiders of the Lost Ark? Even Hollywood was kind of infatuated. And by the way, let me say this to you. You don't get your doctrine from Hollywood. You get it from the Word of God. Okay? And so they had this big, I mean, it's a big hit. You know, I went and saw it. I didn't see it at the movie. I'm a cheap dog. I wait to get it at home. I watch it at home. You know, I ain't paying $10 to go to a movie and support it. Anyway, that's a whole other story. But it was real neat. As a matter of fact, I went to the place in Petra. It's where they filmed part of that there in Jordan. Really, they were dry. He rode those things. Anyway, that's on the Temple of Doom. Well, there's great interest in the Ark of the Covenant. Where is it today? The one that was in the Old Testament. Where is that ark today? Well, there's people think they know. I don't know where they get these ideas. Just people say something. And if it's on the internet, it must be true. You know that, don't you? If you Google it, it's there. It's got to be true. Well, there's some people think it's in Ethiopia at a church called Church of St. Mary of Zion. I'm sure Danny's heard this and you other guys heard it. And there is a priest there, supposedly a priest there, who's guarding this original Ark of the Covenant, you know, the one that had the tables of Moses and Aaron's rod and all these. That he's there, he's a priest, and he stays there 24 hours a day, and he's to stay there till he dies, and somebody else takes over, the kind of like the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, that kind of thing. Somebody standing guard there in Ethiopia in a place. And other people think it's in Mount Nebo in Egypt, hidden in a cave, that when the Babylonians came, and matter of fact, that's when the Ark of the Covenant from the first temple, it disappeared. When the Babylonians came, and Bible scholars think that Jeremiah maybe took it and hid it in Mount Nebo there in Egypt. Of course, that's their speculation. So a lot of people think that took place. And then recently, Danny's very aware of this. He's an archaeologist, and he likes digging in the dirt and finding things and all. Anyway, a decade or two ago, that they think that some Jewish scholars and all think that they found a place where the Ark of the Covenant was under the Temple Mount in a tunnel. And as they were digging, getting closer to it, the Muslims didn't want, we've heard all these stories. They're getting close to what they believe is where the location of the Ark of the Covenant is. If they're digging under the Temple Mount, the Muslims didn't like that, so they sealed off the tunnel with concrete and nobody could go in there. So that's three places people think the Ark of the Covenant that was in the first temple, where is it today? And that's where the location they think of. I don't believe none of that. I personally believe, again, you know what my opinions are, like armpits. We all have two and they both stink. My opinion is it's in heaven. that when the Babylonians came, and why, how could that be? Well, God doesn't have a problem. If he could take Elijah and Enoch to heaven, I think he could take an Ark of the Covenant. And again, time won't allow me, but I have some Bible references here. In 2 Kings 25:13-20, it talked about when the Babylonians came and they pilfered all the temple. It mentioned the brass and all the, but it never mentioned the Ark of the Covenant. It was gone. And you'll never see the Ark of the Covenant mentioned, even in the building of the second temple who's that guy? It starts with a Z. Zerubbabel, yeah. So I have problems with names. When Zerubbabel and all, and Ezra instituted the temple again, you never see the Ark of the Covenant in there. In Jerusalem, I read something. When they were coming into Jerusalem and one of the victors of the general wanted to go see the Holy of Holies because he heard things, and he went in there and he came out with a testimony. There's nothing in this room because he wanted to see this where the Holy of Holies was. That's where they had the Ark of the Covenant. But before they destroyed the temple, there is no Ark of the Covenant. Why? Because it wasn't there. It wasn't in the second temple. It was not in the third temple. Where is it at? I'm talking about the original one. Now, you can make a fake one and put, I'm talking about the original one. I believe it's in heaven today. Matter of fact, in 2 Chronicles 36:18, it mentions again how the Babylonians would come in and take these utensils and all, but the Ark of the Covenant was not mentioned. Most likely, it's in heaven today. Let me just mention and I'll give you these verses. That in when it talks about the temple was opened in heaven and there was seen in this temple the Ark of the Testament, I believe today there is a literal Ark of the Covenant. Back in Ezekiel chapter number 25, verses number 8 and 9, remember when Moses was putting together the tabernacle, God said to Moses, "Let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell there according to all that I show thee after the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all the instruments thereof, even so shall ye make it." In other words, God opened the canopies of heaven. He said, "Moses, what you see in heaven, I want you to make in earth." Are you following? And put it in the tabernacle, and later it would go into the temple. We see in Exodus chapter number in verse number 40, also in Exodus 25, it says this, "And look thou that thou make them after the pattern which was showed thee in the mount." So, and I got three, four, I got other places here, and time has slipped away. I just want you to see the picture that there is an actual temple in heaven. There's actually an Ark of the Covenant, and I believe the original Ark of the Covenant that was down here on earth with Moses' tables and rod and Aaron's rod that budded and the man and all. I believe that was up in heaven somewhere in heaven today. I don't, that's just, y'all may disagree with me, but you've been wrong before. Then Hebrews chapter number 8, verse number 2, it says this, "A minister of the sanctuary of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man." What are you talking about? Up in heaven. Verse number 5, "Who serve unto example a shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For he said, See, saith he, thou wilt make all things according to the pattern shown to the show thee in the mount." I read all that to say there's one in heaven today, literally a temple in heaven. Literally all the Ark of the Covenant and the laver, the golden candlesticks, all these things that we see that they put down in the tabernacle and the temple. It's in heaven today. Do you believe that? I do. I mean, whether or not you believe it, it's immature to me. Wally's here today. He brought me something. You know what this is? Not just a paperweight. I thought it was a dumbbell too. It's not a dumbbell. And I'm going to leave it up here because I always say this. I may be a nut, but I'm screwed on the right bolt. Thank you, Wally, for that. It's going to stay up here. So next time I pick this up, y'all gonna know what I'm saying. I may be a nut, but I believe that there's a temple in heaven. Our Father, you're good to us. Thank you again for the day, for the blessings of life. I pray that our worship will be acceptable to thee. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Listen, get ready for worship.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.